Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Live from the Hawks Nest, your College Place Hawks riding a two-game win streak. Going to be facing perhaps another long road to hoe as they're facing an undefeated Zilla Leopard team that is 6-0, 10-0 overall. These Leopards have not dropped a game, and College Place has struggled some in league play, although they did get that win against Kai B before the Christmas season, and then extended it to a two-game win streak, having beaten Cascade of Leavenworth this last Saturday. In this pregame, we'll break down that Cascade game, take another brief look at the Kai B game as well, and we'll take a look at the SCAC standings, as well as other games in action this week, as well as late scores from last week, and of course we'll have a starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and all the action here as the boys on the court at home getting ready to take on an undefeated Zilla Leopard team. We'll be back with more here from the Hawks Nest. You're listening to College Place Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Hawks on the court warming up, getting ready to take on the undefeated Zilla Leopards. So the Hawks riding a two-game win streak, starting with Saturday before Christmas break. They went to Benton City to take on the Kai B Bears in a close back-and-forth game that Hawks trailed actually by three, I want to say with less than 10 seconds to go in regulation, and Caden Kirschbaum hit a contested three from NBA distance at the top of the arc and hit nothing but net to send the game into overtime. And then in the overtime, John Perks puts in 4 points. Hawks outscore the Bears 7-4 and come away with a three-point win. This last Saturday, the Hawks took on Cascade of Leavenworth, and it'd been Coach Kurt Pumphreys' hope that we get out to a quick start against them, given the fact they had difficulty scoring, but they were the ones scoring on us, at least initially. We were trailing 12-6 after one, but then we turned it around on them, outscoring 17-8 in the second quarter and end up winning, I don't want to say going away, but winning relatively comfortably, 58-47. We just kept putting distance on them. Hawks led by the 10 points of Landon Decime, 11 points of Caden Kirschbaum, and 19 points from John Perks. Perks leading all scores on the court. And Perks, the last two games, very, very consistent. He's just been getting looks down low and finishing. I want to see he had three flushes against Cascade, which certainly served us quite well. The problem is we are coming up against a Zilla team that, again, undefeated and super tough. Let's go ahead and take a look at Coach Pumphrey's notes. Zilla, number one ranked RPI. This is the number one ranked team in the state in 1A. To quote a high school coach's dream team, they're proven, tested, not much they haven't seen before. Decker Vandegraaff has already been player of the year times two. Will need attention defensively, but he's been nursing a sore ankle. Memphis Jones would otherwise be a number one on most teams. Then ex-Castilleja and the rest of the guards can equally score and be a nuisance defensively. They have a lot of second motion plays that work effectively and we need to be aware of throughout the entire possession. So what we need to do to compete with ourselves and execute efficiently, limit mistakes, turn into opponent opportunities. We don't really have the ability to match up man for long distances, so we'll throw a mix of zone at him. Looking to see, John Perks was most interested in guarding Vandegraaff, so we'll start in a box and one with him. The downside, this moves Perks away from the basket for rebounding, which is certainly valuable. Chances are we're going to end up using a variety of defenses. Ball control needs to be our top offense. Limit Zill's opportunity by grinding out the shot clock and also making sure we get an attempt. We cannot get into a foot race with the Zilla Leopards because we don't have enough depth. Instead, we got to make the game slow and boring. So ideally, look to attack inside, but they're going to be very physical with Perks, so we need to anticipate that. And then hopefully, as they collapse on Perks when we're trying to get the ball inside, we will then kick it out and hopefully make some shots from the outside. But this Zilla team, very, very, very effective defensively, and they, like their sister girls team, have been scoring lots of points and not giving up too many. And again, undefeated in league play. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the standings in the SCAC and other action in the SCAC. And of course, we'll have the starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and all the action as the boys warming up, getting ready to take on number one in the state, Zilla Leopards, here in the Hawks Nest. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family, reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So I do need to mention that Zilla, a lot of their players and coaches are wearing t-shirts that say hashtag be strong. And they had the picture of a woman basketball player on there, and I had to ask who that was. It turns out longtime Zilla women's coach, and I do not recall her name, I'm sorry to say. I do recall she coached the Leopards last year and a very, very good coach. She'd actually had a 12-year-long battle with cancer that she unfortunately lost last year. So Zilla obviously gathering in memory of what's certainly been a pillar of the community in that coach. So we express our sympathy and regrets to the Zilla community for the loss of that coach. It's always, always a tough thing when you lose a leader like that, particularly after a 12-year-long battle with cancer. Clearly, that woman battled valiantly. So as promised, we'll get into the SCAC standings. Number one Zella in the state at 6-0, 10-0. They sit atop everybody, followed by Royal and Wapato, each at 4-1 in league play. Royal will be our opponent this coming Friday, again here in the Hawks Nest. Then follows Cashmere at 4-3, Connell at 2-3, along with Natchez Valley at 2-3. Then Waluka 2-4, and us at 1-4. We will be traveling to Mattawa on Saturday to take on the Waluke Warriors. And then finally, Kai B, they're the ones pulling the caboose here in the SCAC, and they are at 0-6. In looking at games from late last week, which we had not recorded last Saturday, Waluke went to Cashmere and got beaten by the Bulldogs 66-49, and then Zilla and Royal in what had been a battle of the unbeatens in Zilla. And Leopards won relatively handily over the Knights to the tune of 80-60. In games this week, this evening, Natchez Valley is going to be at Royal, and Connell is hosting Waluke. We have an unusual Wednesday tip-off. Tomorrow, Cashmere is going to be at Wapato. Then on Friday, as mentioned, Royal will be here at College Place. That'll be a 7:15 tip-off on Friday. Natchez Valley will be hosting Wapato, and Connell will be at Kai B. On Saturday, OMAC, who had played Cashmere for years, is going to come down and take on Cashmere. It says in the Toyota Center. I don't, does Cashmere play in Toyota Center? I don't believe that's correct. So they may be playing in Wenatchee. College Place will be on the road to Mattawa to take on Waluke on Saturday at 5:15. Kai B will be at Royal. Wapato will be hosting this Zilla team. And Connell will be at Natchez Valley. Briefly mention who's going to be starting on the bench for Zilla. They'll have Julian Calzada, a 6-foot senior, Miles McCullough, a 6-foot sophomore, Landon Matlock, a 6-foot sophomore, Titus Reed, a 6-foot sophomore, and RJ Kirkman II, the 6'2 junior, coming off the bench, as will a 6-foot senior in Blake Grunwig and a 6'3 junior in number 33, Jackson Morass. For Coach Kirk Pumphrey, rotation is going to include Judah Breithop and Ryan Gorton, and the swing players will be Tanner Arlington, the sophomore guard Brody Smith, the 6'3 sophomore forward, and Sean Thorpe, the 6'2 freshman forward. Again, if you hadn't been paying attention, we've lost Zeke Hartwell for the season with that dislocated kneecap that he had before Christmas break. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups. For the visiting Zilla Leopards, they'll have a 5'10 senior shooting guard and number 0, Jaden Sines, a 6-foot junior shooting guard, number 1, Buddha Aranda, a 6'5 senior post, number 20, Memphis Jones. And Jones, as Kirk Pumphrey said, would normally be a number 1 on just about any other team, but he's shadowed by, not the next starter, a 5'9 junior, number 24, X Castilleja, but he's shadowed by a 6'5 senior shooting guard and number 25, Decker Vandergraaff. And Vandergraaff, a name well known amongst the Sunnyside Christian community. For Coach Kurt Pumphrey, he's going to start the 6'4 junior, number 2, Evan Geese, the 6'2 junior, number 5, Caden Kirschbaum, as well as this big red, the 6'6 junior, number 20, John Perks. We'll also be starting the 5'11 senior, number 21, Landon Decime. And then finally rounding his out will be the 6-foot junior, number 22, Kyler Creeley. Ryan Gorton got the start last week and actually was quite efficient, last Saturday, against Cascade. Creeley has started, I want to say, the bulk of games this year, and he's got that starting position back this evening. So I've gotten done now with the introductions. The refs handing in their jackets. And the greeting crew will go off to the sides. And the Hawks in their home whites with that Denver Bronco blue and orange will come out and meet Zilla, who are in black with orange checkerboard sightings on their uniforms. And who is this? This is going to be Jones stepping in against Perks, with the Hawks moving from left to right. Perks quickly going over to get that stick him on his feet. And now he's coming into the center circle. So the ref checking, making sure everyone's ready to go in the right direction. And they'll bounce the ball. There's the whistle. There's the ball tipped in the backcourt to Aranda, who bounced past to I cannot see who. Oh, yes. Who else? But Vandegraaff. He's going down the right block and lay it up and in. As Creeley will feed to Decime coming up court. Yeah, he's just got Castille all over him to Creeley at the top of the key. Now to Kirschbaum, dribbling at the top. Finds a driving Creeley who's laying, can't finish, but he got fouled. Nice move to the bucket there with a give and go. We're going to earn a trip to the charity stripe. And getting fouled by Butta Aranda. So Kylie Creeley to the line for two. First trip to the charity stripe just underway. 7:39 to go in the first. It is now 2-1 Zilla as Creeley hits the first. Now Creeley. Two quick dribbles, a spin, two quick dribbles, a spin, fires, swirls that one in and out, no good. And Jones will come down with a rebound, and he's going to bring it up, shouted by Evan Geese. Who's going to steal it from him? Going to be picked up by Decime. Heads up play by Evan Geese in pursuit of Memphis Jones. Decime now wants to drive left, lost the handle on his dribble, gathers it back in. He'll hand up to Kirschbaum. He lost the handle, gathers it back in, wants to drive baseline, kick out to Perks. Perks now wants to drive in against Vandegraaff, instead got a kick back out to Kirschbaum, fakes the three, drives baseline, gets cut off at the top. That's Decime, five on the shot clock, puts up a tough shot, no good. Tip rebound's going to go out of bounds. No, it was last touched by Memphis Jones. But they're saying it's touched by Evan Geese. 2-1 Zilla coming under 7 minutes to go here in the first. As Castilleja will bring it up, he dribbled to the top. Now give to Butta Aranda on the left wing. Back to Castilleja. Castilleja dribble in, now feeds down low to Aranda, who's waiting on the right block to lay it up and in. 4-1 Zilla as Creeley takes the ball, feeds to Kirschbaum, will now bring it up and cross the timeline. Kirschbaum with, oh, he wanted to feed Creeley, and Kirschbaum thought Creeley was breaking and Kyler wasn't, so Kirschbaum throws the ball away. And Kirschbaum taps himself on the chest and said, that's on me. As Castilleja will bring it up. Castilleja with Geese coming out on him. Now dribbling to the right, still maintaining his dribble. Bounce down low to Jones. Jones back again on Creeley. Kicks back out to Castilleja. Drives past Kirschbaum. Goes down the right block and lays it up and in. Castilleja with his first bucket, making it 6-1. As Geese shakes and bakes, takes across the timeline. And he'll then hand off. Shadowed by Sines, who's all over Kirschbaum. He'll turn around, pull up from 18 off the back of the rim. No good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Perks, who banks it home. John Perks with that second look bucket, making it 6-3. 5:43 to go in the first. Hawks trail the Leopards 6-3. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
5:43 to go in the first, and Zilla leads 6-3 as Castilleja brings it up. He'll feed to Aranda. Quick swing around to Jones. Now back to Aranda. Aranda driving cross court to Sines. Wants to drive baseline. Puts up a running shot. No good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Decime. Credit Perks with getting that rebound started. He'll feed to Kirschbaum with Sines coming out on him. And Sines is a handful. He'll hand off to Decime. Decime with Castilleja on him, feeds to Perks, wants to back down against Vandegraaff, does so, gets a nice bank shot off, no good. Tip rebound, it's going to be stolen from Jones. Creeley's going to gather it in. Heads up play. Oh, and then he throws it away. Feeds to Vandegraaff. Now Vandegraaff on break. Now wants to feed to Castilleja. And as Castilleja comes down, he ends up getting knocked to the turf by Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum helps him up to make sure he's okay. They're going to call Kirschbaum for that foul, so that'll be his first personal. And they're going to say the foul was on the floor. So Aranda will take it out. Oh, he feeds down low to Vandegraaff, and they're going to say he got fouled. And they're going to say he got fouled by Evan Geese. So Vandegraaff with his second bucket of the game. Now to the line for the N1. Zilla up 8-3, 4:56 to go in the first. Vandegraaff hits the N1. 9-3 Zilla. As the Hawks will press, they feed it to Perks, almost has it stripped. He gathers it back in, feeds to Geese, then to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum then coming up, drive into the key, and they're going to call blocking foul on Castilleja. Castilleja will pick up his first personal, and Kirschbaum will take it out with, you've got to change the shot clock. The shot clock says 20. Now Decime, you got to change the shot clock. Feeds down low to Kirschbaum. His bank shot is no good. However, Kyler Creeley is there for the offensive rebound, put back, and he got fouled. And he got fouled by Vandegraaff. Kyler Creeley with great position there. So he'll go to the line for the and one. Hawks trail 9-5, 4:39 to go in the first. And that's off the back of the rim, no good, as Castilleja will come down with a rebound. He quickly come loping up. And now he'll pull up, feed to Vandegraaff, deep on the left wing. Now deep in the corner to Jones, I think, for three. Nope, that wasn't Jones. That was Jones, I beg your pardon. Memphis Jones with a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. As then coming up the court, Creeley will feed to Decime. Decime now dribble to the left, now down low to Perks, drives in against Vandegraaff, gets a bank shot in, it's a bit too long. Outlet pass to Jones, whose lay-in misses. He had every opportunity to make it, and it was no good, and John Perks comes down with a rebound. He also got fouled coming up the court, but they didn't call it. Get the ball to Kirschbaum as Judah Breithaupt getting ready to check in for the Hawks. Kirschbaum, step back three from the left wing off the back of the rim, no good. And it ends up going out of bounds. Ryan Gorton also to check in. So Breithaupt and Gorton will come in and spell Geese and Kyle Creeley. So Aranda will inbound to Castilleja. 3:40 to go in the first. Hawks trail 12-5. As Castilleja fakes, now feeds to Sines for three. Does a terrible flopping job, and the refs say, nope, not buying that one. And, he ended up staying on the ground? Okay, that was Sines, ended up staying on the ground. Now he's up. And he got a little bit of a hitch in his giddy-up, so they're going to have to sub him out. They're going to send in Julian Calzada as well as Jackson Maras. As Sines will go to the bench, and I did not see else who checked out. As Kirschbaum feeds in the backcourt to Decime, now up court to Gorton, now across to Kirschbaum. He then comes up, and we end up breaking the press. Give to Gorton, deep on the right wing with Maras coming out on him. Feeds to Perks, wants to back down against Vandegraaff, goes up against him. Yeah, puts it over Vandegraaff! Does John Perks, that's great move! 12-7 Zilla, 3:07 to go in the first. Castilleja to Aranda, deep on the left wing. Evan Geese getting ready to chip back in to Castilleja. Wants to drive into the key. Kicks out to, I cannot see who, I think it was Jones. That's where he likes to hang out. No, it was Calzada from about 10 feet who hits along the baseline. And Judah Breithaupt traveled trying to break the press. So Geese will check in and spell Landon Decime. 14-7 Zilla, 2:50 to go in the first. And Kurt Pumphrey said we kind of got to compete within ourselves, and we're not doing too bad a job of it. Not having trouble keeping up with Zilla, but doing all right. Maras to Castilleja, left open for three, and he hit it. We left him alone, and ex-Castilleja with a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. Press up court to Gorton, then feed to Kirschbaum, crosses the timeline. do a fair job of breaking the press. We have feed to Geese on the right wing with Aranda. No, Castillejo over him. Geese drives into the key, shoots over. Yeah, Van de Grappen drew the foul. That's a nice move by Evan Geese. Drive into the key. And, oh, that's on 33. Sorry, that's on Maras. So Evan Geese will go to the line for two. Hawks 1-for-3 from the line. And Evan swirls that first one home as Creeley will check in for Judah Breithaupt. And Kurt Pumphrey rotating. Hawks trail 17-8. Number one ranked Zilla Leopards in the lead. But Evan Geese hits 2-for-2. Make it 17-9. As Aranda bounce pass to Maras. Moves in the bucket. Can't do it. Feeds to Castilleja in the left corner for three. Tip rebound is going to end up being brought down by who wants it. Finally, it's going to be Castilleja. He's got to kick back out to Aranda. Now to Castilleja on the left wing. Drives into the key. Jump stop. Hands off to Maras, goes up against Gordon. Gordon did a great move of making Maras miss. And Kirschbaum will come down with the rebound. He'll then feed to Perks, now back to Kirschbaum. Landon Decime getting ready to check back in after adding his breather. Memphis Jones to check in for Zilla. Geese wants to drive down against Castilla. Puts a nice spin move on, ends up being no good as Aranda will come down with a rebound. Aranda then up court to Maras. One bound. Oh, to Van de Graaff, who then got tied up by John Perks for a jump ball. Woo! Yeah, playing some not too bad ball there as Sines and Jones will check in. And a pouting Van de Graaff will go to the bench. 1:30 to go in the first quarter. Hawks trail 17-9, but they're playing tough. It's Decime facing the press, feeds to Geese. He's now moving up the court, and he carried. Yeah, carried the ball on his hip. And what do we got here? We've got Calzada taking it out in front of the scorer's table. He'll feed to Castilleja. Castilleja back to Calzada. Now to Maras on the block. Now to, that's Jones at the top. Now to Castilleja. Drives into the key. Nice bounce pass to Calzada. Ends up going on the deck. Picked up by Jones. 17 on the shot clock. Dribble around. Feed to Sines and has the ball tossed out. Feed to Castilleja. Wants to drive in. Feed to Maras. 8 on the shot clock. Under 60 to go. Maras traveled. How do you get away with that? Then he drives down the right block and lays it up and in. He only took about 5 steps to Jackson Maras, but he got away with it. As Kirschbaum will come up, breaks the press. Under a minute to go. Hawks trail 19-9, however. As Kirschbaum hands to Perks at the top of the key. Wants to drive against Maras. Oles goes down low. Lost the handle on his dribble. As Judah Breithaupt will check in. As too will Ryan Gorton. And we'll spell Evan Geese and John Perks with 38 seconds to go in the first. 19-9 Zilla. 38 seconds in the first. Castilleja will walk it up. R.J. Kerfman II getting ready to check in for Zilla. Castilleja camping on the right wing. Now feeds to Sines at the top. Now to Maras on the left wing. Maras now in the corner to, that is Calzada. To Maras on the left wing. To Jones, top of the key from 18 and hits. Jones, turnaround jumper. That's his second bucket of the quarter, making it 21-9. As ball ends up getting tipped. It's going to be on the deck and Breithaupt and I don't know who. Castilleja end up fighting for it. We got a jump ball with a possession of favoring Zilla. So Castilleja will take it out between the College Place bench and the scorer's table. He'll feed to Sines. Sines with 4 seconds to go drives into the key and passes the ball off of Gorton's knee. And the first quarter will come to an end with it largely being all Zilla, but the Hawks playing tough. They still trail after one quarter of play, 21-9. We'll be back with a second. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Well, the Hawks trying to play with the first place Zilla Leopards, number one ranked in the team, ranked in the state, rather, RPI, Zilla Leopards, and Zilla leads Hawks 21-9. But I'll tell you what, you got some offense that's hard to stop, and the Hawks playing fairly hard. As Kirschbaum going to be met by Kerfman. No, that's Memphis Jones. Then he'll hand out to Geese, then drives down, puts up from about 8, ends up being an air ball. As Aranda will feed Jones in the upcourt. Pass almost gets intercepted, but instead they're going to find Sines in transition, who's able to lay it up and in. And we haven't given up too many of those buckets, and you get the feeling Zilla does a lot of that as an outlet to Creeley as he got behind Aranda. Oh, my God, what a move by Kyler Creeley. He goes down the right block, lays it up and in, and draws a foul. And that foul is going to be on Calzada. That'll be his first person. So Kyler Creeley will go to the line for the and one. Kyler spent some time at the stripe, but he's only 1 for 3. Their earlier and one he missed. This one puts that off the back of the rim, no good. And Kerfman will come down with the rebound. He will feed Sines, coming up court to Maras, then feeds a driving Aranda. Who's going to get called for a charge? Set by who else but Kyler Creeley? Creeley's earning his money in this first half as Aranda picks up his second personal. Kyler was set. Aranda piled into him, and that was that. As the press continues to feed to Decime, he goes cross court to Kirschbaum, who then comes up. Now he'll cross the timeline. So doing a pretty good job managing the press. He's got Jones coming out on him, still maintaining his dribble. Feeds down low to Perks. Perks back down against Maras, banks it home. John Perks is getting to that point in his career. It's like, I'm going and you can't stop me. But it is 23-13. And I got a bounce pass down to Maras, then down low to Kerfman. Got blocked by Kirschbaum. They're going to say he got a body on Kerfman. So R.J. Kerfman the second is going to go to the line as Caden Kirschbaum puts up his second personal. Kerfman? Yeah. Kerfman go to the line for two. The Leopards are 1 for 1 so far, and Kerfman swirls that one home. As Van de Graaff hit an and one earlier in the first quarter. Got Miles McCullough checking in, and he will spell Julian Calzada. Coach Mario Mangarelli doing a fair bit of rotation for Zilla as Kerfman hits the second. Making it 25-13, Zilla. Hawks. I don't say they're making a game of it, but they are playing tough as Geese has the ball stripped by... That was Jones. He then ends up driving baseline. One touch to Kerfman, then feeds Maras for a Hank Warden Edward Jones three from the right wing. Going up court to Kirschbaum, breaking the press again, but it is 28-13. Zilla's Kirschbaum wants to drive in, now dribbling back out with Jones coming out on him to Perks. Ball ends up getting tipped out of bounds. I'm going to say it's off Maras. Gorton and Judah Breithop to check in, spelling Kyler Creeley and Evan Geese. So Landon Decime will take it out far sideline. He'll feed to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum with Jones drawing this assignment. as Kirschbaum dribbling in. Now he'll pull up for three off the back of the rim. No good. But Landon Decime got fouled on the rebound by Miles McCullough, and there's no call. Jones gets on the left wing. He'll then kick across to, who is that? That's Sines. Now back to Jones on the left wing. Wants to drive in. Cut off by Perks. Cross court to, that was number three. 4-3. That shot was no good. That's Miles McCullough for three. Shots off the front of the rim. No good. John Perks with the rebound. He'll feed Kirschbaum. Vandegraaff getting ready to check in for Zilla, as will Aranda. Breithop has the ball on the right wing. Got to feed to Perks, who then got bumped by Morass, and then we got moisture on the floor because Perks lost his footing. Morass will pick up M-A-R-A-S. Will pick up his second personal. As Aranda and Vandegraaff will check in for Morass and Memphis Jones. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. Two Perks on the right wing. Swinging on to Breithop. Dribbling to the top. Man, he traveled. Yeah. Took too many steps before making that pass. So Aranda will bring it up for Zilla. And they give on the right wing to, that was Sines. They're dribbling around. Now back to Aranda on the left wing. Aranda almost has it stolen by Perks. Feed to Vandegraaff on the left wing. Thinks three. Instead swings around to Sines for three. Sines from the top. It's his first Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three of the game. And that is one of the challenges, is when they rotate around. 31-13. As we end up losing the ball out of bounds. And another bad pass. And we're going to have a timeout with 5:01 to go in the first half. Hawks trail 31-13. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Hawks on the reverse end of a 31-13 score against number one ranked in the state, Zilla Leopards. John Perks and Decker Vandegraaff having some battles down low, and they're actually showing some good sport about that as they're talking to one another. After the timeout, as Vandegraaff has the ball on the right wing to Aranda on the right corner. Now back out to Aranda for a right wing three and hits. And here we go. That was Aranda with his first Hank Warden, Edward Jones three of the game. And they're doing some aggressive pressing to get in. Feed to Decime. Decime has his pass tipped, and it's going to be stolen by McCullough to Vandegraaff, who then wants to drive in. Instead, he'll kick out to 15 for 3. That shot ends up being no good, and then the putback is going to end up being slapped out of bounds. I believe that was Aranda with the putback, and he now will take it out baseline with 28 on the shot clock. Zilla leads 34-13, and then an alley-oop one touch to Vandegraaff. That's a designed inbounds. As we then throw the ball away trying to break the press. Suddenly in the second quarter, we can't handle the Zilla press. We handled it just fine in the first quarter, but it's two straight possessions. Now we've turned it over as Aranda will quickly bring it up. He'll go cross court to McCullough. McCullough drives in, pulls up from 13 and hits. McCullough with his first bucket of the game. And again, got aggressive press, get the ball into Perks. Perks will then bring it up himself with Vandegraaff on him, still maintaining his dribble, kicking the corner to Breithop, now down low to Perks. Has the ball poked out of bounds by Vandegraaff. Geese and Creeley to check back in. And we'll spell Gorton and Breithop. So Geese will take it out baseline. And Knox trailing 38-13. 3:52 to go in the first half. Well, Evan has to go high to Perks. Alt can't handle it. And Aranda's going to gather the loose ball. Three possessions, three turnovers as Aranda then goes coast to coast and lays it up and in. Having a bad time here in the second as Decime throws the ball away. Four straight possessions for us where we've had turnovers. Three of them because of the press. Got to take better care of the basketball, which you did a really good job of in the first quarter. As Castilleja, who's checked back in, will feed to Aranda in the backcourt. And Aranda, go to Castilleja, stolen by Decime, two-on-one fast break. Has it stolen by Castilleja behind him, and then Castilleja loses out of bounds. Because Decime wasn't moving with sufficient urgency to the bucket. So Geese will take it out baseline. We've turned it over the last four possessions. Let's see if we can get something working here. Download a Creeley. Oh, can't get the reverse lane. Instead, fades away. Shotton's being no good. Tipped rebound. Finally going to be brought down by Vandergraaff. Got tipped multiple times. He's going to feed Sines in transition. Who traveled coming down the left lane. Ryan Gorton checking back in. And he'll spell Landon Decime. So we got our towers out there, such as they are, in John Perks and Ryan Gorton. Inbound to Kirschbaum, back to Perks, up court to Gorton. Now to Kirschbaum, slices through the double team, dribbles up, still maintaining his dribble, dribbles into the corner. Now he's back out top, still running his dribble. He'll hand off to Creeley. Creeley wants to drive baseline. Man, great move to the bucket. No, but good. Gorton comes down with a rebound. That putback is no good. Oh, and they're going to call a foul on Creeley in trying to get another offensive rebound. That is Kyler's first personal. As Titus Reed will check in and spell McCullough for Zilla. So Aranda will inbound to Castilleja. Castilleja dribbling to the top to Aranda. Swing around to Vandergraaff. Right wing three. Swirls in and out. No good. Tip rebound. Going to be going out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Zilla. Highly questionable call. Looked all the world to me like Caden Kirschbaum touched that ball last, but we'll take it. As Geese will inbound to Kirschbaum. Caden is going to end up bringing it up himself with signs all over him like stink on cheese. Now to Gorton at the top of the arc with 16 on the shot clock. And as Perks tried to make a move to the bucket, they're going to call a holding foul. That was a good call because Perks clearly got blocked. Yeah, and that'll be on Vandergraaff. That's his second personal as Decime will check in. And he'll spell Kyle Creeley. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. Hawks trailing, though, 40-13. Gorton in the corner. Decime on the right wing. Wants to feed to Kirschbaum. Aranda was in the passing lane. He steals it. He's going to go all the way down. His lane is no good, but Vandergraaff is there for the follow-up slam. And, of course, the Zilla faithful love that. As Kirschbaum wanted to feed Gorton, can't quite handle the pass. It's going to be stolen by Castilleja. It's then going to be slapped at by John Perks, and they're going to call a foul on Perks. That'll be the Redhead's first personal, and we're going to have a timeout on the floor with 2:03 to go in the first half, and Zilla in command, 42-13. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality.
If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
2:03 to go here in the first half, and the Hawks playing tough in the first quarter. We are having trouble in the second, turnovers. Zilla's up 42-13 as Signs gives to Vandergraaf at the top of the key, wants to make a move in, and he can't do it. I'll tell you what, we've been playing pretty good defense on him. The problem is that allows someone like Aranda to get the ball down on the right block and lay it up and in. As Kirschbaum will subsequently bring it up with Signs in pursuit on him. Memphis Jones to check in for Zilla. Kirschbaum still dribbling on the right corner. Now to Decime at the top. Decime wants to dribble in. Feed out to Geese on the left wing. 9 on the shot clock. Geese, ooh, almost had a moving pick there. As Geese turns around and pulls up from 13. And manages to rattle it home. Evan Geese making his own offense. Putting it into a long schneid. As Castilleja finds Kerfman down on the left block for his first bucket of the game. 46-15. As Decime will bring it up. Landon, who can go behind his back and between his legs. And what? What is the call? Oh, I see. They're going to call an offensive foul on Ryan Gorton away from the ball. I was going to say, that could not possibly have been on Landon Decime. And it wasn't. Although Kurt Pumphrey, I mean, I kind of saw Ryan Gorton. I thought, I'm not sure I see a foul there, but I wasn't paying close attention to him. So and Kurt Pumphrey was kind of saying the same thing. He has a word with the ref, and now Coach Pumphrey's satisfied as Jones feeds out to Castilleja for a left wing three. In and out, no good. But then number two comes down with a rebound. That's an air ball. Castilleja then feeds, I cannot see who. Man, Aranda steals the rebound from Decime by fouling him. They then again get the ball back. Aranda has it, feeds to Castilleja. Almost loses the hand. Nope, sorry. That is not McCullough. Who the heck is that? That was Calzada. Now finally Memphis Jones going to launch a three off the side of the rim. No good. And finally, Landon Decime will come down with a loose ball. As Kirschbaum drives in against Memphis Jones and lays it in and no good. But Ryan Gorton is there for the offensive rebound and put back. And I'll tell you what, Ryan Gorton was not making those buckets last year, but he's making them now. As Castilleja shoots with the clock expiring, and Evan Geese blocks him, and that puts an end to the first half. But it is all Zilla. They lead College Place 46-17 going into the locker room. And we'll be back with totals. We're at halftime here in the Hawks Nest. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC 2 Walla Walla.
Halftime here in the Hawks Nest, and the Hawks riding a two-game win streak and taking on number one-ranked Zilla. And it's been some tough going. The Hawks trail at halftime 46-17. Let's take a look at your unofficial scoring statistics for the visiting Zilla Leopards. Julian Calzada, Miles McCullough, both with 2 points. RJ Kerfman, the second, has 4 points. Then you have Jaden Sines, Memphis Jones, X Castilleja, and Jackson Maras, all of them with 5 points apiece. And then Butta Aranda and Decker Vandegraaff both tied for leading all scorers on the court, but just with 9 points. Holding Vandegraaff to 9 points is, frankly, something of a moral victory. You can telecast what Vandegraaff has wanted to do is he's wanted to make moves within the key, and he has largely been prevented from doing that. He's listed as a shooting guard, but the reality is he likes to score from a little bit closer. And every time he tries to go back down, a combination of John Perks, Kyler Creeley, and Evan Geese has been slamming the door on him, and he ends up having to kick the ball out to someone else. The difficulty is you have people like Aranda being able to finish. And then just a host of others. Memphis Jones has been held to 5 points, but then Memphis Jones hasn't really been trying a great deal to score. The difficulty is there's simply too many scorers on this team. For the Hawks, Ryan Gorton with a great 2-point finish. Evan Geese with 4 points. Kyler Creeley with 5 points. John Perks leading all Hawks scorers with 6 points. Frankly, the key to the game at this point, defensively, I think the Hawks, they really need to keep doing what they've been doing and trying to keep Vandegraaff from completely dominating the game. I personally think that there's a moral victory to be had in that, and if you can keep Jones and Vandegraaff from going completely off, then you're probably doing what you need to do defensively. Now the Hawks just need to take somewhat better care of the basketball. They did that in the first quarter, but in the second quarter, there were 5 straight possessions where they turned the ball over. Four of those five possessions were turning the ball over on the press, which we managed flawlessly in the first quarter, but then we struggled in the second. And it's entirely possible that fatigue has something to do with that, because Zilla is able to rotate a bit more than we are. But, I mean, if we can find a way to take care of the basketball and potentially make a game of this, again, to quote Coach Pumphrey from his notes, we need to compete with ourselves and execute efficiently. And despite the fact that we were trailing 21-9 in the first quarter, you really kind of got the feel that's exactly what the Hawks were doing. They were competing with themselves, and they were doing well. They were not turning the ball over. When they got good looks at the bucket, they were finishing and doing well with it. And most importantly, they were preventing Decker Vandegraaff from 2-time player of the year, and he's back again this year. Okay, from completely going off on us. You get the feeling that Vandegraaff is kind of accustomed to doing that. He's shown frustration on occasion, but he's also been kind of clapping John Perks on the back, saying, hey, you know what, homie? Pretty good defense. Got to tip the cap to you. So if the Hawks keep doing that sort of thing, maybe you can claim you're coming away potentially with a moral victory. The sad part is that we'd end up having our two-game win streak come to an end. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll have the SCAC standings and scoreboard. When we return, we're at halftime here at the Hawks Nest and the Hawks Trail, Zilla 46-17. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Kurt Pumphrey, all smiles, coming out of the locker room talking to our official scorekeeper. So you got to feel that despite the fact the Hawks were basically outmatched against the Zilla Leopards, that he's happy with the effort that the boys are putting in here. As at halftime, the Hawks trail 46-17 to number one ranked Zilla. And again, looking at the standings, then that's what you'd expect to see in the SCAC. Zilla all atop by themselves, 6-0, 10-0 overall. They haven't lost yet. Followed by Royal and Wapato at 4-1 apiece. Cashmere at 4-3. Royal will be our opponent here at home Friday, 7:15. Followed by Connell and Natchez Valley at 2-3. Waluk at 2-4 will be going to Mattawa to visit them on Saturday. Then College Place at 1-4. And then, as mentioned earlier, Kybees hauling along the caboose at 0-6. Another action this evening, Natchez Valley is at Royal, and Waluk is at Connell. We'll have an unusual Wednesday tip-off. It's Cashmere. Pardon me, is going to be at Wapato. Friday, as mentioned, Royal will be here at College Place. Natchez Valley will be hosting Wapato, and Connell will be at Kybee on Saturday. OMAC will be at Cashmere. Those two teams used to be in the same conference. Again, College Place will be on the road in Mattawa to take on Waluk. Kybee will be at Royal. Wapato will be hosting the Zilla team. And Connell will be at Natchez Valley. Super briefly, just looking at a score from last week on Saturday, which you, that can't possibly be right. Yeah, there we go. Let's try that. From last Saturday, Cashmere beat Waluk in Cashmere 66-49, and Royal and Zilla in a battle of the unbeatens last Saturday at Zilla. Well, the Knights got kind of handled to the tune of 80-60. All right, so we are ready to start the second half, and it'll be Zilla basketball to start as Aranda will take it out far sideline. And he'll inbound in the backcourt to Castilleja. And Castilleja bringing it cheating towards the right. Now he'll dribble to the top. He'll hand off to Aranda. He'll turn around, pull up from 17. Barely off the front of the rim. No good. And Kirschbaum will come down with a rebound. Kirschbaum cheating to the right. Hands off to Decimate. Now to Geese on the right. Drives in against Jones. Nice spin move. Ball ends up getting slapped out of his hands, and Jones will come down with the rebound. No, that's Aranda, who then slices down the left lane and lays it up and in. Aranda now with 11 points. As Geese will bring it up the right wing. He'll feed to Kirschbaum with signs coming out on him. He now wants to drive in against a double team. It goes up, might have been partially blocked. They're going to say, no, the shot just wasn't strong enough. And Kirschbaum asking for a foul. And the ref's going, no. I don't know. So Castilleja will bring it up the right wing. Castilleja now cheating to the top. Now feeds to Vandegraaff on the right wing. Now in the corner to Aranda. Then to at the top to, I can't see who. I'm totally screened. No, that was Aranda. Coming down the left wing, and his shot ends up being no good, but they're going to say he ended up getting fouled, I believe, by John Perks. No, they're saying that foul's on Landon Decime. So Aranda will go to the line for two. This is his first trip to the line. And the Leopards are 3 for 3 so far this evening. Make that 4 for 4, making it 49-17. Aranda, three dribbles and a spin, then he hangs the ball on his left hip and looks at it, gives a big sigh, then he hunkers and fires, and that one rattles in and out, no good. And Perks will come down with a rebound, who then feeds in on watching Evan Geese, but still gathers it in. Then Geese will come up, he just lost his footing, subsequently lost the ball. And then we're going to have a foul on the floor, I believe on... Yep, we're going to have a foul on John Perks. That'll be his second personal. No one really in any foul trouble. So Castilleja will bring it up. Feed to Aranda. Then in the corner to, that is Sines for three. Is that right? Yes, it was. Jaden Sines with his second. Hank Ward and Edward Jones three of the game, making it 52-17. Kirschbaum, no miscommunication with regards to getting the ball to John Perks. Now we're going to feed Memphis Jones, who then alley-oops to Vandegraaff just to show off. As Geese drives down and gets up, pretty good shot, ends up being no good, then scramble for the rebound on the deck. It's going to be gathered in by Sines. He'll then go up court to Jones, got fouled by Decime. There was no call. Then feed to Sines for three from the top, and he hits the Hank Ward and Edward Jones three again. And suddenly... it's a 40-point lead with 5:55 to go in the third quarter, and we're going to take a break. A timeout with the Hawks trailing 57-17. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
5:55 to go in the third quarter, and the Hawks been outscored here 9-0 to start the third. We trail 57-17. I think we've got a running clock now. As Kirschbaum driving to the right, almost lost the handle on his dribble feed to Decime at the top for three. Doesn't hit rim. And Jones will come down with the rebound. He then comes up in transition, all feeds Sines for three. That's barely up the front of the rim, no good. And both Sines and Vandegraaff been yapping the last two possessions. It's nice to have him quiet down for at least a moment. As Geese tries to go behind his back, stolen by Vandegraaff. As he then gives Jones an opportunity for an alley-oop, and they fail. Eat it. Long outlet to Kirschbaum, feed back to Geese, who then drives in. I don't know who he was. Oh, pass got tipped out of bounds. So Perks will check back in, as we do, in fact, have a running clock, and he'll spell Evan Geese. And Landon Decime, will take the ball out. And ends up going long to Caden Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum has been blank so far. We got a charge. Okay, yeah, an offensive foul away from the ball by Ryan Gorton. That's his second. And then we got a line change. Good Lord. Julian Calzada, Miles McCullough, R.J. Kerfman the second, Landon Matlack, And who is that? Jackson Maras will all check in for Zilla. And it'll be Matlack who will bring the ball up. Matlack, a sophomore point guard. Feeds down low to Kerfman. Then can't find who. Ball ends up getting tipped. Maras will pick it in. Then feed to Matlack. Matlack loses the ball in the corner. Ends up going on the deck. And Perks will end up feeding it to Decime. As he'll feed to Kirschbaum who will bring it up. Now he's dribbling at the top. Now wants to drive in. Nice left-handed scoop shot is no good, but Perks is there for the offensive rebound. That putback is no good, but he earned the foul. And I did not. Okay, Maris ends up getting his third personal. So John Perks will go to the line for the first time tonight. The Hawks are, what are they? They are 3 for 5 so far. And make that 4 for 6. As Perks gets his 7th point, we finally get a bucket, get a point here at least in the second half. Perks, that routine of his, 3 right-handed dribbles and then a spin and shot, and he rattles it home. If his routine contributes, then keep doing it. As Matlack will bring it up, and the Hawks trail, though, 57-19. Matlack on the right wing. That is to McCullough. Now to Kerfman at the top of the key. Now to McCullough for 3 off the side of the rim. No good. Tip rebound's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touched, I believe, by Landon Matlack. So Decime will bring it up. He'll be met by Matlack about center circle. And feed to Gorton deep on the right wing. Ryan down to Perks at the top of the key. Oh, he wanted to feed Creeley, and the pass was too hot. Creeley's able to put that pass in. Easy reverse lay-in. And so Matlack will bring it up. He'll feed to, sorry, that's Calzada. Then to Maras down at the key. Then Matlack down baseline. His shot ends up being no good. Ball ends up going on the deck, and then ends up getting tossed out of bounds. No. Finally, Creeley's going to come up with it. That was rather the exchange. As Decime wants to drive into the key, has the ball tipped away. It's going to be College Place basketball. Evan Geese will check in and spell Landon Decime. And Geese will take it out in front of his bench. 2:30 to go in the third quarter. Geese to Caden Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum riding to the right. And still maintaining his dribble. Now he pulls up. Now feeds to Perks at the top of the key. Backing down against Maras, and he's able to bank it home. Yeah, Perks just had position there. John Perks now with 10 points. 57-21. Matlack to, I don't know who that was, then to Maras. Drives into the key. That's a nice move to the bucket by Maras. And Maras, rather, and he's able to put it away. Taking it 59-21 as Geese have come up. Dribbling on Matlack, now drives baseline as he lost his defender, goes in, has it blocked out of bounds. But they're going to say Blake Groenewegg, who had checked in, fouled him. No? They're saying that foul's on Jackson Maras. That'll be his 4th personal. So Evan Geese will go to the line for 2. Evan 2 for 2 so far tonight, puts that one off the back of the rim, no good. And then checking in for the Hawks. Brody Smith will check in for us as Geese. Now giving the ball back. I think he checked in for Ryan Gorton. Geese's 2nd free throw is off the back of the rim. No good. Kerfman will come down with the rebound. He'll then go up court to, who is that? That is McCullough, who's checked in. Goes cross court to Matlack. Almost has to go out of bounds to get it. Gathers it back in to Kerfman to 13. To, I don't know who it was, ends up putting a long 3 in the corner. No good. Kerfman will come down with the rebound. Then he feeds Matlack baseline, and it's an errant pass, and they end up going out of bounds. I don't know why I said Gorton checked out. He's wrong. He's still out there. So Kirschbaum will bring it up, and we're coming up under 60 seconds to go here in the third. To Smith, wanted to feed a driving Perks. It was a bad pass, and it's going to be picked up by Titus Reed, who ends up going long to Miles McCullough in transition, who's able to lay it up and in. And he gets his 2nd bucket of the game. 61-21, Zilla. Kirschbaum with Matlack coming out on him. The download of Perks got behind everybody. Oh, he tried to slam it. Instead goes up, misses it, but he got fouled. And that foul is going to be on Groenewig. That'll be his first personal. And John Perks to the line for two more. Perks is 2 for 2. He's got 10 points so far tonight. 26 seconds to go in the third quarter. Hawks trail, though. 61-21. Perks puts that off the front of the rim. No good. Judah Breithaupt to check in, and he'll spell Caden Kirschbaum, who I think is getting his first breather of the game, aside from timeouts and halftime. So Perks, he hangs that ball on his hip, on his right hand, right-handed dribbles, spins once, drops it, then puts it up, and no, it didn't work this time as Kerfman takes the miss and picks up the rebound. Matlack will walk it up. He'll give on the right wing to, that was McCullough. Now to Matlack, who then tried to quickly one-touch to Kerfman, or rather Reed, and then is getting poked out of bounds by John Perks. So Matlack, 3 seconds to go, ends up hitting Reed for a long three. Almost made it work. Kerfman got an opportunity, an offensive rebound. That didn't work either. And the third quarter comes to an end with it being all Zilla, Leopards 61, Hawks 21. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Start of the fourth quarter, Hawks trail by 40, 61-21, as Kirschbaum drives into the key, pulls up for about 8, puts it off the front of the rim, no good. I didn't see who got the rebound, but it ends up being McCullough feeding Matlack in the backcourt for Zilla. As Matlack wants to drive in, now pulls up at the top, now gives in the right corner to I don't know who. Ends up launching a long three, ends up being no good as Kerfman puts it back. That ends up being no good, but then Kerfman again gets a third effort. That time it drops. And he got fouled by John Perks, who picks up his third personal. So Kerfman will go to the line for the N1. He already has 6 points, and Kerfman hits the N1. 64-21 Zilla, as Kirschbaum will bring it up the right wing. Caden's scoreless so far tonight. Driving in. Oh, wanted to feed Creeley. Instead, pass gets intercepted. It's going to be picked up by McCullough. McCullough coming up the court, feeds Matlack on the left wing. Matlack cut off by Decime. Now pulls up on the left, now to McCullough at the top. McCullough, oh, wants to drive in, and they gave him the lane. He went down the right lane and lays it up and in. Does McCullough for his third bucket of the game. 66-21 Zilla. Under 7 minutes to go in the game. Perks has the ball at the top of the key. Driving in against Kerfman. Shot ends up being no good. And it'll be Reed coming down with the rebound. He'll then bring it up. Wanted to feed. That was Blake Groenewig down on the right lane. Was able to lay it up and in. On the right block, rather. Gorton and Judah Breithaupt getting ready to check in for College Plays. 68-21 Zilla. Kirschbaum driving into the key, and we got a foul on the floor. And that foul is going to be on Matlack. That'll be his first personal. So Gorton will spell John Perks. And Judah Breithop will spell Evan Geese as Kirschbaum will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. And the clock continuing to run, under 6 minutes to go, to Creeley. Handing back to Kirschbaum. Turnaround fadeaway, eight-footer is no good. Swirls in and out as Reed will come up. Shadowed by Kirschbaum, and his shot ends up being no good. Kerfman Oliver come down with the rebound. He then will feed Groneweg for a long three. That ends up being no good as Breithop will pick up the rebound. He'll then feed Decime. Landon will bring it up. Maras wanting to check in as Decime comes down, wanted to feed Breithop, and Judah wasn't looking for it. Brody Smith will also check in and spell Kyler Creeley. As 5:20 and counting to go in the game. Hawks trail by 47, 68-21. Matlack will bring it up. He gives deep on the left wing to Groneweg. Lost the handle on the dribble, ends up going on the deck, and we got a jump ball. Possession arrow favors Zilla. Okay. So Matlack will take it out baseline with 22 on the shot clock and under 5 minutes to go now. He'll feed to, that was Reed. Now back out to Matlack at the top. Now in the corner to Groneweg for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Reed comes down with a rebound and manages to spin into the key and hit his first bucket of the game. 70-21. As Decime, guarded by McCullough, dribbles to the left. Wanted to feed Smith. Going to be stolen by Groneweg, who's going to drive coast to coast and lay it up and in. Groneweg with 4 points now. 72-21. Sean Thorpe to check in as, oh ho, Kirschbaum launches the three. Shot is no good. Tip rebound's going to be lost out of bounds by Maris. So it'll be Hawk basketball. As Kirschbaum will go to the bench and Thorpe will inbound for the Hawks. Thorpe is getting his second action of the season, I think, as he'll hand off to Geese, who then lost the ball off of his foot, and it's going to end up being going to Matlack, who then tries to go up court. Maras is going to end up picking up a loose ball, drives into the key, and they're going to call a travel. John Perks checking in for the Hawks. And he'll spell Evan Geese. Now Caden Kirschbaum's going to check back in. And Breithop will bring the ball up. As we're coming up on 3 minutes to go, he'll hand off to Perks. Perks to Thorpe, drives into the key, puts up nice one-handed scoop shot, ends up being no good. Perks gets the rebound, tries to go up, and can't bring the ball up, but they're saying they got his arm. So Perks will earn his way to the line again, having been fouled, I believe, by Groneweg. That'll be his second personal. So John Perks to the line, having gone 2 for 4 so far. I think Kerfman is checking in for Zilla. Yep. Kerfman will check in, as will Caden Kirschbaum. He'll spell Brody Smith, and Kerfman will spell Maris. So John Perks, 2 for his first 2. Now he's 0 for his last 3. See if that'll break the spell. That's up the front rim. No good. Gorton, however, comes up with a loose ball, but he ends up having to almost go out of bounds and ends up feeding it to Reed. So Reed will dribble down. Now he'll turn around and feed to, who is that? That is not Cuevas. Feeds to Groneweg for 3. Long rebound is no good. And that is going to be Calzada driving around. Then feeds Groneweg for Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3 from deep right, making it 75-21. Kirschbaum still looking for his first points of the game, drives into the key, goes up against 2, and there's a lid on the bucket for the young man. Ain't fair as Matlack comes down with a rebound. As Matlack got away with the travel, he'll then turn around and feed to 2, whose name I keep forgetting, to Kerfman, to Reed, drives in, pulls up from 8, blocked by Perks, gets his own rebound after a while, then feeds Groneweg for 3. That's an air ball as Kerfman comes down with the rebound and stepped on the baseline. Oh, no. I take it there's a foul on Kerfman, so never mind. So Brody Smith will check back in and spell John Perks. And Tanner Arlington will get in on the action here with coming up on 1:30 to go in the game. Mark. And Hawks going to go to, was it 1-6 in league? I believe that's correct. Yeah, we'll check that for you in a bit. Is Kirschbaum working on Matlack. Drives into the key. Euro steps. It's going to feed to Thorpe. Drives into the key. Right-handed scoop. Nope. And it's tried to feed Brody Smith. Instead, pass gets tipped. Smith now comes down with it. Then goes up. Oh, they're going to call a foul. As Smith went up to shoot, they're going to say he ended up getting fouled by Julian Calzada. And the ref having a few... Oh, no, I take it back. The foul's on Kerfman. But then the ref having some words with Calzada as Brody Smith will go to the line for two. And Smith's first free throw is off the side of the rim. No good. And the ref talking to Mario Mangarelli, but they're having a smiling conversation about it. Or maybe that was Sebastian Godina. I'm not sure. But anyway, now Smith, his second free throw. Money. Brody Smith gets on the board, but it's 75-22 as Matlack comes driving down, drives down the left lane. Shot ends up being no good, but Groneweg strikes, traces down the rebound, feeds to Kerfman, swinger onto Reed. Now to Matlack, drives baseline, fakes the pass, and then lays it up and in as Matlack gets on the board as well. And this should be, might be the last possession of the game. Yeah, as Breithaupt has the ball. Feed to Kirschbaum, to Arlington, to Thorpe in the left corner. Wants to drive in. Instead, feed to Kirschbaum, 16 on the game clock. Caden dribbling around, dribbling. Pulls up from 18 and hits. There, Caden Kirschbaum gets on the board from about 18 feet. Making it 77-24, but that ought to do it. As Calzada is going to come up and just hang on to the ball. And yes, indeed, your final. Zilla, 77. College Place, 24. We'll have totals and what's coming up next for the Hawks. When we return, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2, 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Yeah, so the College Place Hawks, they end up getting a two-game win streak snuffed out by number one ranked Zilla, 77-24. So the Hawks will fall to 1-5 in league play with hosting Royal coming this Friday. Let's go ahead and take a look at your scoring summary. And everybody for Zilla got involved. Julian Calzada with 2 points. Landon Matlack with 2 points. Titus Reed with 2 points. Let's see, who would be next? Marcus Jones held to 5 points, as was Ax Castilleja. Jackson Maras with 7 points. RJ Kerfman the second with 7 points. I missed Miles McCullough with 6 points. Then we got Blake Groeneweg with 7 points. I mentioned Kerfman with 7 points. Jaden Sines, 11 points. Buddha Aranda with 12 points. And he actually was leading scorer on the court, as Decker Vandegraaff was held to 11 points. For the Hawks, Brody Smith with 1 point. Caden Kirschbaum and Ryan Gorton each with 2 points. Evan Geese with 4 points. Kyler Creeley with 5 points. And John Perks leading all Hawks scorers on the court with 10 points. Coming up next for the Hawks, going to be another challenge on Friday. We'll be at home. We're going to be hosting the Royal Knights. Well, the Royal Knights did get beaten by 20 by the Zilla team. The Knights always also presented a challenge for us. So that broadcast slated to start at 7:15 on Friday. Once again, your final from the Hawks Nest, Zilla 77, College Place 24. Next boys broadcast this Friday, 7:15 against Royal from here in the Hawks Nest. We'll see you then. You've been listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.